basically, it's pretty interesting thing about the doctor part of it. This is the first time I've been here, so it's pretty interesting to look at some of the things that maybe transpired a long time ago that carry on today.
All right, so, you good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, my name is Maddox. Thank you for coming out to the Country Doctor Museum mm-hmm. to have this interview. Can we ask your name and age, please?
Charles Hodge, and I'm 73.
Can we ask where you were born and grew up?
I was born right in Wilson County, which is right next county over. I was born around the Lucoma, North Carolina area. And pretty much stay in that area now, but I've been around the state a lot, but did settle back into the Lucoma area, which is probably 5 or 6 miles from where I was born and raised.
Right. So, do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later years that you liked or appreciated?
So, sure. His name was Dr. Richards. He had a practice in Rock Ridge to start off with. That's where I became familiar with. And he had like a family medicine practice right there in Rock Ridge. I think the building is still there now, right across from sort of diagonally from the school, Rock Ridge School. And it was really, really small, but it was really, I liked it because it was personable, you know, and he was like, the head honcho there. He was the only doctor there at that time when I was little, but as time passed, he grew and his practice grew and he moved to the Wilson area, and that was the doctor that I can remember the most.
What were some of the characteristics about Dr. Richards that made him such a likable figure?
One thing I can remember distinctly, you know, he was no nonsense. You know, he didn't play around. You know, you come in and he'd go right straight from A to B to C or whatever. And there was no joking around or hauling. But he would, you know, he'd give you time to talk and everything, but he was talking business the whole time. And he was I remember him working he was sort of like a real up the ladder in the hospital in Wilson, and my dad worked at the hospital as in the custodial department. And well, my dad always would say, "Well, Dr. Richards, what he met those people right there, he put the fear of death in them whenever he showed up." He was real personable, down straight business, and you know he would answer all your questions. And the thing I liked about, of course, this was a long time ago, that things have changed so much now, but the thing I liked about it a long time ago, he was when you went to the doctor, you saw him. You didn't see, I think the term now is a PA. And of course, things have changed now, they got so many patients, but you saw him. You saw the nurse to start off with, and then everything that was, you went there for you saw him.
Do you remember being diagnosed with anything from Dr. Richards?
No, luckily I haven't. There was just basically going for some minor things. Basically going for nothing real, real serious. I do remember having back when I was coming up a little. I had what they call a star. We call it a star. It's some kind of mass on your eye right there. And it just kept getting different. And he took care of that.
So he took care of that for you? You didn't have to go, like, to another specialist or anything? Okay.
He took care of everything. You had it. Yeah, that's one of the negatives, in my opinion, now.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Wilson, and then they diagnose you. And then you end up paying them a ton, but then they send you to Raleigh.
Yep.
You pay them a ton.
They'll send you to Raleigh or Greenville yep. somewhere, and then you pay more money.
Then when you go to Raleigh, they send you to this great old big facility, And man, it's sort of like you're in another world compared to the small setting that you originally went to.
How did it make you feel being able to see the same doctor for
That was great because to me, it just gave me an opportunity to continue to talk and tell him, how the symptoms were and everything. Of course, I can tell the other person that as well, but it's something about he could, to me, seemed like he had an actual chart or memory of what happened or sometimes your family history, they can tell you, where your parents had this or your parents did this right here. And so that would be pretty good to have that information, but I don't think you get that kind of contact now where they can look at a chart and say, okay, you had these symptoms in the past, but Dr. Richards, he treated my parents, to be honest with you. So he would know a little bit more about your family history and traits that you have that you personally have.
How do you feel building a relationship with Dr. Ranks against other characteristics?
Back then it was really, really good, like I said, but now the doctors that I have, thank God for them, I haven't seen an actual doctor versus a PA in years. my daughter, I never did see her. I knew she was the owner of the office and everything, the practice. But as far as PA, that's a two-edged sword, I guess, because I didn't have to. the PA took care of everything right there. So I actually formed that relationship with the PA versus the doctor because I always said, okay, I need to, whenever I walked in, I said, I need to see David, or David needs to see me or whatever. He was the physician's assistant. But as far as the doctor actually coming in there, never did see her.
So would you say your experience with a PA is like less, do you feel like they are less personable with you because you haven't been seeing them for a while, or do you just think they're just trying to do their job? And
I think they're great. Because be honest with you, my PA, he left the practice, he left that office about a year ago. And of course, I guess professionally, he couldn't say where he was going. Mm-hmm. So I was asking around of the cover. I was asking around to see where he went. And, of course, nobody in the office, they didn't want to get in trouble or anything. But we had got a closeness there which I liked. I knew that I could always, whenever I got went to have to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to find out where he went, but he would never say it.
They move around a lot. My mom is a doctor, so she has two PAs, and they don't stay very long. And a lot of people like want to come and see her, but then they have to see a PA because you can only see so many patients in a day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it gets really busy, so the PAs are important. But I understand people want to see like their doctor.
Yeah, but I imagine if I would just fell out in the floor or something the other day. They went and got the doctor. The doctor came around there. But if I just fell out and said, oh, he's down. All
right. So you mentioned your dad working in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, like, experiences from home treatment or home remedies?
No. Nah. Well, I guess there were some that they probably brought down. But my dad, he worked in the janitorial section. He wanted a doctor or anything. I'm glad he did whatever he did to his best. But I'm sure that there were some traditions that were passed down, and certainly, one I can remember was in the our community or family lines, they would give children what they call castor oil. Good gracious, that was the worst stuff in the world.
You would drink it?
You had to drink it.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm telling you, it was 10 times more potent than X-Lax.
Oh.
You, I'm talking about, it would just clean you out. It was just like, it was tough. And, but, you know, the older people, they said, you know, it worked for colds and everything. And, man, I made sure I tried not to cough from there rather than my mom. And it was unbelievable. I told my mom whenever I got to be grown, I would never take that again. None of my children would ever take it again. But it was something that was passed down. And they would take that stuff. And, you know, we had these one-room heaters, you know, we call them pot-belly stoves. And, boy, my mom, she would take that bottle. And I don't know where she got that, the recipe or whatever, but she set it on top of the stove for it to get hot, to get warm. And then, boy, she took that big old spoon, and I'm sitting there, boy, I'm just bawling. I'd rather take the sickness anytime. But then she'd take, boy, that,
oh God,
choke it down. She would give you an orange or something, though, but it didn't help, because as soon as I got out of it, as soon as I hit that door, it was coming back up.
Are there any other medicines you remember that have a negative reputation?
That castor oil was not good, about the biggest. But a lot of, there's some things that, again, families, and there, and I must admit, there probably was no scientific reasoning behind it. It was just that their parents did it, and they suggested they would, it was something like, I don't know, I look back at it and laugh now, but there was a sickness one time, it's called the mumps, and so you had like a swelling around you in that throat area, and man.
Did you have it?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. All kids know, tell you what my mom did, she would take an egg and wrap it in her right, and I know this sounds like some voodoo stuff, right? But she would take this egg. And I'm sure Ruby probably does the same. Her mom does the same thing. They take that egg and hang it over the door, and that was first of all, it just again, it was just voodoo sounding. But they would hang the egg over the door right there and hang there, and sooner or later they say your mumps will be gone. But shoot, your mumps probably gonna go in after a few days anyway.
So at that time, there wasn't a vaccine for mumps.
No, because you didn't go to the doctor for everything.
Oh, okay. You know, so you wouldn't go to get vaccines and stuff? Like, do you remember what vaccines you did get?
At the beginning of school,
okay.
You know, we got those vaccines. But mm-hmm. That's probably the first time I remember going to a doctor unless something was really, 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 really bad. I know my mom said whenever I was born, and again, these are old-timer terms, but I love my mom to death, but they had terms like when I was little. And, you know, when people have, I don't know, it's just strange thinking about it now. But this is, my mom thought I was having a fit. She called it a spasm. Then she thought I was crazy. Then she thought I was having a spasm or whatever. But she carried me to the doctor then. I think it was a Dr. Cowan, I think she went to. And then, they didn't do anything to get that boy. They didn't know. She thought I was having spasms or something. But it, come to find out, I had eaten a whole bunch of, we stayed on the farm, and then there's a peach orchard not too far away. And man, somehow or another, I had got over there and got hold of some peaches, and I just ate so many. And the doctor said that's probably what it was. And I went on back home. I was like,
how would you explain the transition from in medical from your childhood through the years?
Now I think it's so advanced, so much better, because there's diseases now that you didn't hear about when I'm 73, but you didn't hear about them when I was real little, and then whenever I became an adult, you know, for example, the C word, cancer. I remember years ago, you know, you may have one person or two people in the family that somebody would say maybe had cancer, and then, because I think back then it was such a death sentence even to hear that. But and it's still a death sentence now sometimes, if depending on how what kind it is and how advanced it is. But if you look at it now, sometimes my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer about 2 years ago, and of course the initial saying from the same PA that you know, we went to the same doctor, and he said, "Well, we're going to have to send you to some specialists on this," and so we went to the cancer center in Raleigh. But by the grace of God, you know, it was treatable. She had surgery, and she had the chemotherapy, and the matter of fact, I just took her for a follow-up, a yearly follow-up radiation treatment yesterday. And so I think the medicines have advanced so much, and there's learning, and of course there's so many different kinds, and when you say cancer now, you could be talking, I think, dozens and dozens of different kinds, where years ago, with the community that I was raised, I mean, they looked at, you got cancer, man, you finna go away from here for long. And so I think the advancement there is so much better. And thank God for that, people learning about different things all the time. And then there's so many different doctors now where you couldn't go. When I was coming up, and you know, there was only certain doctors that a black person could go to anyway. There's some treatments that, you know, that you were not privy to, but it's changed now where, you know, you go any situation. But it's so much, it's so advanced and so much better than there's different, so many treatments, so many doctors, and they've learned more about different diseases.
So how did your race affect medical treatment?
Like, when I was, you know, 70 some years ago, now there's you had to go to a doctor that would take a black person, African American person. A lot of times you couldn't go to a certain doctor, but over the years it got a little bit better and a little bit better. And then we got to a situation where you could go to just about anywhere. But you didn't see a lot of black doctors. Very, very few. Somebody that you possibly could relate to. But those relationships with doctors of just doctors of all races now that, you know, that you can form a relationship with and get you access to all kinds of treatments.
Well, I think that's about all I got for you today, sir. So. Yeah. Thank you for stopping by, answering a couple questions.
Oh, that's great, man. I was just sitting around the house. I don't know nothing. Glad to get out and do something.
Yeah. All right, thank you.